A link to a deadly batch of illegal drugs is one police line of inquiry into 8 sudden deaths here in Northern Ireland. 7 young people from Belfast, 1 from the northwest, have died in suspicious circumstances over the past number of weeks. And those who've died were all in their 20s and 30s. Now, police say investigations are ongoing, but they've issued a warning saying people should be particularly careful if they're offered green-coloured tablets with a logo of a crown or castle on them. Now, people in East Belfast are said to be anxious, frightened and concerned, as a number of community workers there say many of the deaths have taken place in local unionist areas. The PUP councillor and GP John Kyle is on the line this morning. John, what's happening? What are you hearing on the ground? What are people telling you?
Good morning, Joel. Well, I think you've summed up fairly well. There is shock, anxiety, I think grief and sadness at the young people who have died, and concern that that more young people could suffer if the cause is due to a contaminated batch of illegal drugs.
What's your hunch? What do you think?
Well, certainly that's what the circumstances point towards. We have to wait for the forensic results. We don't know. There's a lot of conjecture, and I wouldn't want to comment on any specific death. But certainly the pattern would suggest that something seriously has gone wrong and that there's been some sort of catastrophic response to a drug that's been taken. That's what I suppose one's first thoughts are when you look at the facts as we know them.
Yeah, you know, it's being described, you know, the headlines, you know, lethal party drug. I mean, and these green tablets, these green pills with this logo of a crown or castle on them. I mean, have you seen any of these pills? Have they been brought to your attention, John? What do you know about them?
No, I haven't, Joel. I mean, what I do know is that recreational drug taking is endemic in Belfast. I mean, it's in all parts of Belfast, and I think we really do have a problem here. It's become part of the culture, and I suppose even from here in inner East Belfast, for young people who are strapped for cash, they're offered a pill for £3 or £4 that can give them a high that will last the night. A pint of beer costs £4. So, you know, it's an easy way to get a high. It's much cheaper than buying a whole lot of cans of beer. And it has just become part of the culture, which is a very concerning thing because, as you know and as I know, drugs mess up people's heads. They really do have a detrimental effect on their mental health. They can damage them physically, and they can, on occasions, be lethal. So that's why I think we need to look again at this whole problem of drug taking.
I mean, when you put it into those sort of raw words and into that context, where it's almost as if, you know, out on a Saturday night, do I take one of these pills or do I take a pint of beer?
Yep, I think for some young people, that's what it boils down to. And I do think that we need to ask questions of the PSNI about how they're pursuing drug dealers. You know, maybe they're doing all that can be done, but I think we need to look at this again because certainly there's loads of intelligence out there as to where to get drugs and how you get them and how easy they are to come by. So we really do need, I think, to tighten up and see that we can't just be complacent about this. We really do need to pursue it. But I think, as has been said earlier this morning, there is also another question, you know, more fundamental question in terms of young people's quality of life. I mean, we mentioned about, you know, looking for a high and not having much cash at hand. But I think for many of these young people, I've spoken to a number of youth workers and community workers over the weekend. And time and again, they say to me, for many of these young people, they are hopeless. Their lives are pretty bleak. They have no job. They have very few prospects, very few opportunities. And when life is like that, a bit bleak and grim, then, you know, getting a high from an e-tab seems a pretty good option. So we really do need to look at what we're doing for our young people and see, can we create a better society where these young people have more opportunities to make something of their lives.
You mentioned pursuing drug dealers and that there is intelligence there. Where does the intelligence point? Where are these drugs coming from? Is it linked to paramilitary organisations?
Well, yes, Joel, some of it is linked to paramilitary organisations.
All of them?
The bottom line is I don't know, Joel. Mm. But what I do know is that you can get drugs in East Belfast, you can get drugs in West Belfast, you can get drugs at Queen's University, you can get drugs on the Malone Road.
Can you get drugs from the UVF?
I don't know that. But what we do say is this: there is no place for drug dealers in our communities. If members of the UVF are dealing drugs, they need to be taken to court and imprisoned and taken off the streets. And we have given any information that we have had to the police, and we call on everyone. I mean, as a society, we need to work together here. We need to provide the information to the police that they can prosecute these people who are essentially parasites. They're destroying our communities, they're making money, and they're bringing untold misery to many, many lives. So,
and you'll understand, and people listening will understand, that the only reason that I've mentioned the UVF is because of the link between the PUP and the UVF. I mean, you would say to anyone involved in that organisation who's involved in any form of drug dealing that they too, you would describe them as a parasite and
absolutely,
that they should stop.
Without a shadow of a doubt, without any equivocation, I would describe them as a parasite, and I would ask them to hand themselves over to the police, the BSNI. The PUP have been absolutely foursquare about this, that drug dealing is an evil, and there is no place for drug dealing in our society. And if members of the UVF are doing it, they should be in jail. I really think there's no other place for them. They should not be in the streets, and they should not be in our communities.
I know you have to go, and I appreciate your time this morning, but just before you do leave us, I mean, I noticed Michael Copeland, another councillor, was also talking about, you know, the feeling and the mood in East Belfast. He equated, you know, the shock around the spate of deaths to that, you know, that was maybe there when there was a surge of suicide cases that we talked about on the programme, and there is that sort of fear. And you've been mentioning, you know, the mini 12th parade this evening, when a lot of young people would go out and maybe take too much drink and do some things maybe that they shouldn't do. Are you concerned that some of them may go back to your original point and they would have a choice between a couple of beers tonight or one of these tablets to give themselves one of these highs? Are you concerned?
Yes, Joel, I am actually. The mini 12th is tonight, and it's traditionally a time when people go out and party and have a good time and enjoy themselves. And I would be concerned that there are more of these tablets circulating. And I suppose the advice that's been given is that anyone who has any, is in possession of any drugs of this sort, they should be disposed of straight away. And there are confidential containers, safe containers in Conswater Shopping Centre and other parts of the city, and they should be disposed of in those safe containers.
Okay. John Kyle, thank you very much. That's the PUP councillor. John Kyle, who's also a GP.